flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
High noon here on WEEI. It's Jones and Keith. Get back to your phone call, 617-779-7937. We did our Friday four-pack. We gave you our Bozo parlay. Not just touchdowns this week. We're running out of games. We can't pick five touchdowns in 12 games, 15 games, 16 games. So two games. We gave you some props on top of some touchdowns this weekend. You can follow along. We'll tweet those out at Jones and Keith on Instagram as well. We'll get to the week in review at 12:45. We'll get to Keith's keys to championship weekend at 1 o'clock sharp, about an hour from now. So stay tuned for it. When it comes to the Celtics last night, Joe Mazzulla didn't just wave the white flag. The whole team waved the white flag.
Pretty bad. Yeah,
they lost 117-96, worst loss by final margin of the year. And I do keep coming back to something Forsberg said last night on the broadcast that, well, Tatum was named an All-Star earlier in the day.
Yep, congrats.
Good for you,
yep.
Jason.
Good get.
It was L.A. It's LeBron. It's a nationally televised game. It's a late game on TNT, but it's a nationally televised game. For everybody who said the Celtics are bored, fine. I don't give them that excuse, but if you do, fine. They're bored. It's January. They're not as locked in as they will be in the postseason. I'll grant you that on some level.
All right.
Isn't last night a game they should have got up for?
I thought so. Even if you want to sprinkle in like the Olympic stuff, which I thought was going to be more of a thing than it was. I mean, you look at the two Warriors games, not sure how much of a thing it was, but LeBron and Davis were two guys that got big burn in the Olympics. You thought maybe Jaylen Brown have sort of a point to prove or something like that? No. You would think that this would be one that maybe you have circled. Not that the Lakers look like they are a NBA title contender, but it's still LeBron and Davis in LA, the one time you play them there all season long. I don't know, nationally televised game, even though it's a late one. You've also been kind of scuffling, so you thought maybe there'd be sort of a wake-up call. You know, you needed overtime to beat a Clippers team that didn't have Kawhi Leonard or James Harden. You lost to the Raptors not that long ago. You lost to the Hawks not that long ago. You'd think it'd be, all right, let's put those behind us. Let's rip off some wins here. Let's pile up some, go on a little bit of a winning streak. And no, it's the opposite. And for like the fifth time in a month, we're asking the question, is this the worst loss of the year? No, is this the worst loss of the year? It's been a little bit of a mess, especially when you have all your guys. Another thing we've said a lot after these losses, you had all your guys. You don't have the excuse of, well, you really needed to lean on Nemus Cata. No, maybe you might be better off leaning on Nemus Cata.
If you played all your guys on the front end of the back-to-back against the Clippers, and you went to overtime, and now it's the second night of a back-to-back, although there's no travel, it's L.A.
Yeah.
There's no
different
travel.
Different building, though,
that's a good point, actually.
It used to be the same building.
It's not just Staples anymore, you're right. But minimal travel.
No, I mean, please, there's no travel.
So, if you did it that way, all your guys played on the front end of the back-to-back, no Porzingis, no Horford on the back end of it, and the Lakers were off, maybe.
No, you went for it.
You got everybody, but you got reinforcements. Holiday, Porzingis, Horford, they were all off on the front end of the back-to-back. You should have lost that game, oh, by the way. Jaylen tried to lose it late in regulation. So, no, I didn't see last night coming. Maybe if they lost a close game, maybe if they were shorthanded, maybe. They had everybody, and it wasn't a close game. It's their worst loss of the year by final margin. So when I see texts like this, I have thoughts on it, Keith. I'm curious how you'd respond.
All right.
617-779-7937. Text line, same as the phone number. You could jump in there, too. What did you guys expect? Celtics to go 4-0 on this trip? They're 2-1 right now.
So I also don't look at every loss the same way. I mean, this was not all that competitive a game. They were getting the doors blown off them right in the first half, and it was just a bad effort. They, like, losing a close game in overtime and LeBron hits an incredible shot or Anthony Davis makes an unbelievable play versus we're not even going to play our starters in the fourth quarter because the game is over, I look at those as very different. So you're right. If they win on Saturday and they come back home and they went 3-1 on the road trip, you're right. Overall, that's not bad. But it's more how they've played, considering they've played a lot of games like this over the last 20-game stretch.
Yeah, I'd point out, too, Eddie House made the point to highlight that they spent last night in L.A. as well.
Oh, okay, so then forget it.
And I don't know what the and I say this honestly, I don't know what the scene is like in L.A. right now. It's obviously horrifying.
True.
With, you know, more wildfires still sprouting up out there. And so I honestly don't know. Is the nightlife the same? But they spent two straight nights in L.A., and they look like they looked last night. Tatum looked disinterested, 12 field goal attempts. So I don't know. Eddie House is the one who pointed that out. I caught my ear when he said it on the post game. They were there. They get in late the night before the Clippers game. They're there after the Clippers game. They play the Lakers game. They stay another night before they leave. I don't know. They looked disinterested there, but that's one game. This has been a longer stretch. Terp actually just walked in the other room. We highlighted these numbers from Terp earlier in the day. I'm going to do it again because they're good. And I already see the Twitch chat. Sometimes teams have a bad month. Okay, sometimes they do.
All right.
The defending champs probably shouldn't be playing like this. And when they do, I think it's fair to point it out. Maybe you can shrug.
Because I thought
I think it's fair to point it out.
I thought they were going to be better. They brought everybody back. We're like, oh, wow, Peyton Pritchard, sixth man of the year candidate. Wasn't that a year ago?
Keith, this is a legitimate
topic. Year, yes.
It's a legitimate topic we did like a month into the year. Are they better than they were a year ago? And we both said.
Yes.
Yes.
The answer is yes. They won 64 games
Peyton
and the
Pritchard,
title.
Sixth man. They're on pace to shred teams. Yeah. They're shooting the lights out. We all thought, yes, they were going to be better than a year ago.
Before you get to Terp's stat about how they've played over this last stretch, another thing that just jumps out, and you can't really ignore it now. So last night was their 14th loss of the season.
Oh, yeah, this is good.
Last year, their 14th loss came when they already had 48 wins. They're 31-14 right now. Everybody's been on they've lost more home games than they have this year already than they did last year. True.
Losing but more games.
They need to rip off 17 straight wins to be at the same spot that they were a year ago. And yeah, I thought they were going to be better. Nobody was saying 82-0. I think very few people were saying 74 wins. I think it was more
65, 66.
Yeah, what's the team record? Can they go for the team? Can they go mid? They hit 64 a year ago. Can they be in the 60s? That still leaves plenty of nights for the, hey, didn't have it, didn't shoot well, or, oh, that, you know, that team came up and bit you, or, oh, Tatum was out of the lineup. There's plenty of those. It just seems like it's been pretty frequent this month.
Yeah, I think they're on pace for 55. I'll do the math real
quick. That's...
But I believe they're on pace for 55, which to me is just, that's underwhelming.
Yeah, that is.
Is all that would be. What's their win percentage?
It is.
689.
Yes.
Okay.
Almost nice.
It's true. It's almost very nice.
So what is it? 55 wins?
Yeah. I believe they're on pace for 55.
Like that's how many like the Kyrie Irving team had in like 2018.
Yeah. So they've been disappointing. Here are some of the numbers from Terp. Over the last 7 weeks, they're 12-10. Over the last 20 games, they're 10-10. In January, they're 7-5. Over their last five, or last 10 rather, they're 5-5. Longest win streak over that stretch, 3 games. They've won back-to-back games in that stretch just 3 times, including going into last night's game. So it's been a while that they're scuffling. And Jaylen Brown, to me, has caught a lot of heat, and I think rightfully so. He's been moody. He's complaining about his role on the team. He has highlighted the change in substitution patterns that Missoula's done, although they pivoted back. Mm-hmm. But he's highlighted that where Jaylen Brown was the one checking out around the six-minute mark, not Tatum. That's, again, flipped back, but he's highlighted that. So I think Jaylen's caught a lot of heat. How about Tatum? Tatum last night, season low in field goal attempts, largely looked disinterested in a game that you'd expect him to get up for. He's named an all-star. So I'm not going to absolve Tatum. You brought up something that Gary Washburn wrote earlier today in the Globe that, well, Pritchard's gone into a funk and Derek White isn't the same and what about Sam Hauser and this and that. I'm not worried about those guys. I'm worried about Tatum and Brown.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's the NBA, so it starts with the best players, especially when you have two guys that have been all NBA and two guys that have won a title. Like, it's those guys. Everything else helps. You obviously want good Drew Holiday, good Derek White, and, you know, 1 through 8 all playing really well. A couple of texts. I don't really subscribe to this. It says, you realize every championship team mostly don't play better the next year, and teams get better in the offseason. So do you think that their record is worse because the league is better? Because I don't.
Me neither.
I think the league is the same.
We thought
maybe a little worse. Like, there's nobody you're like, holy crap, look at this team.
Well,
I know Cleveland's playing well, but I'm saying, like, if you look around, there wasn't, like, the formation of these super teams.
The Knicks could be better.
Knicks might be better.
But we thought Philly got better, and they're way worse.
Oklahoma City, you played once. Mm-hmm. So they're awesome, but, like, they're not in your conference or your division. And then there's another text about, you know, the next year championship teams. And so I looked up the first year that Curry won the title, because everybody wants this Celtics team to be like that Warriors team and go on these long runs and be at the top of the league. They followed up their first title win with the most wins ever in the regular season. So as soon as the Bullseye was on their back, now they lost in the finals, and you can talk about that. You know, Draymond got suspended and all that. But we're only talking regular season because that's where we're at. We're at almost the end of January. They won whatever it was, 60-something games in the title. Then they won 73. The most recent champion before the Celtics was the Denver Nuggets, right?
Mm-hmm.
They won 53 games in 23 and the title. The next year, I know they didn't win the title, but regular season-wise, was there a drop-off? No, they won four more games. So they were a better team in the regular season, even though everybody circled them. Everybody was like, that's the team to beat. So I don't think it is the norm for teams to win the title and then get much worse, especially when there's no glaring difference. There's no, oh, Kevin Garnett is hurt, or there's no Michael Jordan's playing baseball. There's no, like,
right
thing that stands in the way. This
obvious
team is
explanation. Yeah.
There's been, yeah, Porzingis has been hurt. He was hurt for most of the title run. They've had Brown and Tatum most nights.
And it's been worse since Porzingis came back. They were better when Porzingis was out.
There's actually been more games that we've looked at it, and you said they don't look right when everybody has been available. So they've played 45 games this season, and Derek White has missed two. Tatum has missed three. Jaylen Brown has missed seven. You know, so, like, they've had their guys for
the most part.
And some of that is injury, but some of that is rest.
And Porzingis technically was out there last night, but I think he's still hiding under the bench after LeBron dunked
on.
I think he still ran. I think he ran down the – I actually saw Porzingis run down the tunnel screaming – hiding from LeBron
okay
on that dunk. Yeah.
I think he's all right.
So just to localize it, Keith, you're bringing up that Warriors team. When the Celtics won in 08, they won 66 games. The following year, Garnett was hurt down the stretch. Do you know how many games that team won?
Oh, the 09 Celtics?
Yes.
58.
62.
Oh.
So they dropped off a little bit from 66 the year prior.
All right.
They had a real good excuse. Arguably their best player got hurt.
No Garnett for a while.
And even let's say the team leveled off from 64 wins to 62 this year. Everybody's back, but they go from 64 to 62. I don't think we complain and go, they're two games worse. Why aren't they there? They're on pace to be almost 10 games worse than last year.
Yeah.
So I think even if you want to shrug it off and say it's no big deal, you've now been doing that for weeks. Okay?
Yeah.
Because when first started, when they first started to have a bit of a hiccup and they weren't playing well, it was a week, and it was a bad game here and a bad game there, and I think a lot of fans would shrug it off. Our job is to highlight these things and point them out and, you know, shine a light on them, mm-hmm, but you can shrug and not engage, and that's fine. You've been shrugging for a while now. It's been weeks. It's been a month. I mean, going back to Terps' numbers, it's been 7 weeks of them playing 500 basketball.
Because each game we would talk about them, and then we would always end with the same, well, nobody's going to beat them. Like, we're pointing out some of the issues right now. But push comes to shove, 7-game series, I'm not going to take the other team. Now's the first time where I'm like, I'm not as confident saying that. Now it's like, all right, can they just turn it on? Like, have they been trying to turn it on? Or are they just waiting to turn it on? Like, are they going to all of a sudden figure it out? Or, like, is this the year that Cleveland just plays well all season, keeps it together, stays healthy, and potentially knocks them off?
So here's what I believe about the Celtics. You can't do this for the rest of the regular. Can we all agree on this? They can't play 500 basketball for the rest of the regular season and then wake up in April and say, okay, we're going to turn it on now. Can we all agree with that? They have to at some point pull out of the funk that they're in. Oh, 500, it's not that bad. Oh, they're 2-1 on the road trip. What'd you expect? They were going to go 4-0? Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
Especially when the first two games.
Yeah, why not?
The first two games, you've played against a shell of a team. The Warriors had a bunch of guys out. Curry played.
Yeah.
But the Warriors had a bunch of guys out in that game. No one played for the Clippers the other day.
No.
So 2 year wins were against banged up teams where they didn't even play their guys. So, yeah, I expect you to go 4-0 on this trip. Here's what I'll say, and I think this is being very, very gracious to anybody shrugging. Can we all agree if they keep doing this for the rest of the regular season, the team can't just wake up and flip the switch come the postseason? I strongly feel that way.
Well, no, that's a good question. Like, what's the bar? So for those that aren't worried, and that's fine, and whatever your reasons happen to be, but, like, is there even a line? Or is it like they can just ping pong win loss all the way to the end of the year, and which then, would put them at, I don't even know, what are they, how many games over 500? Whatever. Like, just, you know, you play out the season at this same rate.
They are right now 17 games over 500.
All right, so I can't do the math on no, that quick either. Enough. But basically, like, they'd be, that would be another half of the season playing like this. I don't know how you could possibly look at it. Like, you know, some people were saying, all right, teams have bad months. All right, if you want to give them the month, so then shouldn't they turn it on right around the All-Star break and right around there and turn it? And then you say, oh, maybe it is. Maybe it is just like a little bit of a blip.
Yeah. And you know, right
now, the case with the Bucks a couple years ago when they weren't playing well and then they really struggled in the last 2 weeks of the season and got knocked off in the first round?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yes.
Jacob's saying yes. Jacob's a Bucks fan. Jacob's saying yes.
Yep.
So
that was the end of Budenholzer.
Like, I'm not going to just look the other way. But if you tell me when the line is. Is it another month? Like you said, if it's just a bad month, teams just have bad months. So if they have another bad 2 weeks, it's really been a bad 7 weeks, by the way. But if they have another bad 2 weeks in the Twitch chat, you'll say, hey, you guys were onto something.
Yeah.
If they don't turn it around quickly, this team can't just wake up in the playoffs and flip the switch. That I firmly believe. Where the line is, we can debate. But that I firmly believe. 617-779-7937. And Tatum is annoying. The whole thing with Tatum bothered me last night. Extra night in L.A. Where's your head at? That's Eddie House asking that, not me. Where's your head at? And on top of that, it's like, oh, okay, what does Tatum need to win a championship? Does he need to be carried by Jaylen Brown and, to Gary Washburn's point, the whole entire bench and have the other team missing their best player in every single round?
That was the formula last year.
At least until the finals. Is that what you need to win a championship? Because if you need that, I don't think you're ever going to get that again.
Do you want the record month by month from last year's team?
Yeah.
All right, so October they were 3-0. November they were 11-4.
Mm-hmm.
December they were 12-2.
Mm-hmm.
January 11-5.
Okay, that's still winning 2/3 of your games, correct. But that's their worst month so far. Yep.
February 9-1. Mm-hmm. March 12-4.
Uh-huh.
And then April 6-2.
So they did not have a month like this last year.
No.
Not even close.
No.
Interesting. 617-779-7937. On the Bruins, Keith.
Yes.
Season saver?
Some are asking. Some are asking.
You asked.
It was a significant win, though. It was the way they played on top of who they played, right? One of the teams you're fighting for a playoff. So if the Bruins miss the playoffs this year, there's a decent chance maybe Ottawa Senators are one of the teams that are in there.
Yep.
And so the way they've been scuffling, right, after that 6-game losing streak, we thought maybe they're going to dig themselves out of it, and then they've kind of dug themselves back into it.
It's just a bad month for the Bruins. What are you talking about? It's just a bad month.
Maybe it was.
Yeah, they're just playing badly for a month.
No, but yesterday, as bad as, you can maybe say it this way, as bad as the Devils game was, the Senators game was as good.
Agreed.
Right, like, look, so it's sort of like, all right, maybe those two cancel each other out. And now you're like, all right, what's next?
People might think we're joking. Last night was a legitimately good win for the Bruins.
I'm not being funny.
I didn't mean Marchand running around doing the throat rip, the MacGruber throat rip.
Try to grab somebody's Adam's apple out of their throat.
I didn't need that. So I didn't need Marchand picturing whoever it was, Cousins on Ottawa, picturing him with Keith's face over there trying to rip their throat out.
It was not ideal.
I didn't need that.
No.
And so I'm not saying it was perfect last night, but good win. Pastrnak had the gorgeous feed to Morgan Geeky, who he has good chemistry with.
Geeky's good.
Geeky's playing very well.
Geeky's playing good.
I mean, ever since Pastrnak demanded off that line, he's got a lot of chemistry going on
with
Morgan Geeky. You won without Swayman, who, by the way, Hockey Jones will take the L on this. I guess Swayman's practicing today.
Whew.
Okay, so I thought he might be out for a chunk of time. I was nervous
about
that.
Sacco told you upper body minor.
He did. I didn't believe him, but he did say that. Corpy played well last night.
He did.
So good win for the Bruins. I was watching personally on Nesson last night. That's where I was watching. I guess I missed Unobstructed Views with our guy Razor.
They were doing the altcast with friend of the show Andrew Raycroft. It was Tuukka Rask and Patrice Bergeron. They had a bunch of cast of characters in and out, but I think those guys all game.
David Krejci was on there. I want to get to something he said, too.
Yeah, he was.
But somebody sent you this clip?
Yeah, somebody specifically sent me this clip. So thank you. I forget who it was on Instagram. But they take Twitter questions. Like, why not?
We got to get some. We'll get maybe Razor to answer some Twitter questions.
So I'm not sure who the person is reading the Twitter questions, but you're going to hear a Twitter question read and then answered by Patrice Bergeron. Let's see what it is.
Okay,
Bergie, when you were a captain, how did you handle media reports of strife between players in the locker room?
I actually had to grab a dictionary and look up strife before I could answer.
That's strife is way too smart of a word for us.
Truthfully, it's just too bad that, like, you have to answer those questions because, like, for the most part, it's always kind of like one of those things that's kind of made up. It's a nothing story. Then you have to kind of
you know, the Martian imposter. It's just unfortunate that they have to answer those questions. I kind of feel bad for them. But at the same time, it's like you talk, but you laugh, and then you kind of move on, right?
Is that what Marshan did? Do you think they kind of talked, so laughed, and moved on?
I had a different takeaway.
That was my reading of it.
Like, I had a great point.
Did you talk, laugh, and move on? Or did you spend 5 minutes saying that the guy who reported that should be fired, and then you went to Instagram and found all the photos from you and Pasternak on a photo roll and posted them to pretend like everything was fine?
Mm-hmm.
Is that laughing and moving on? I didn't get that sense.
So, yeah, I mean, that how Bergeron explained it is not exactly what Marshan did. He said they laughed about it, but he didn't seem very jokey and in a laughing manner.
But he said, like, that's what you would do. He's like, as a captain, he's like, oh, it's too bad that you have to do it. And, like, usually it's made up. In this case, it's not made up, but maybe that's what he's going for there.
I mean, how many times did Bergeron have to address any of that over the years?
I feel like.
Not often, I don't think.
I can't really remember.
It might have been clipped out. They talked about Byron Bitts, I guess, got in a preseason fight with somebody.
Preseason, there might have been like a little fight.
Like way back when?
Yeah.
How often did Bergeron have to answer it? Which to me, you could say, yeah, it's made up and it sucks you have to answer it and
maybe,
you laugh it off.
Maybe around the time that they...
Tim Thomas?
No, or like not even locker room strife, but I guess more like, hey, Claude Julien just got fired and Cassidy just got fired. That's different. It's apples to oranges. I
mean, none of that was made up.
No. Yeah. No, but like... sort of out of the norm, and like as a captain, you have to sort of be the voice of all that stuff. But yeah, I don't know. Interesting
indeed. You guys were telling me I didn't see this. Krejci came on.
Do we have this clip or no? Yeah,
oh,
we
have
do.
This okay. too. Yeah, okay, yeah. Wait.
Nick's working overtime. Back
I have
there.
Not heard. Nick is yeah, earning the paycheck for sure. What? Let's hear. I've not heard this yet. You guys were telling me about this, but when Krejci came on, he said something interesting.
Yeah,
I would say 15 to 20 games this year.
Yeah.
So far.
What do you think?
I mean, you
can say whatever you want.
Yeah.
Are we alive?
Okay, so is he joking? I guess
I don't think so.
That sounds more jokey than I think, but basically they're asking him, what do you think of the Bruins? And he goes, are we live?
Yeah. I don't think he thinks they're playing all that well, would be my guess. Yeah. And he was probably going to swear. So he was like, I'll leave it at that.
So wasn't there a football player this happened? Was it Smith and Jigba when they fired somebody? He's like...
Yes, when they fired
Shane Waldron.
When they fired Shane Waldron.
He buried him.
He's like yeah, are we live?
Are we live?
Yeah.
That is kind of what just happened with David Krejci.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Hmm.
Uh-huh.
Unobstructed view. It's a wacky show they got going on.
Those guys do all kinds of stuff. I saw them, answering Twitter.
He's in a better mood there than he was yesterday with us. I can tell you that.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
He is hanging out with Tukes and Berge.
Yeah,
so.
It's true.
That's true. He's got his guys.
Well, you're in the dressing room with your twigs and your buckets.
I get it.
Your flow.
Yeah. Having a much better time.
Wearing sweaters.
No doubt.
In a dressing room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that does make sense.
Don't step on the B.
No.
Don't step on the B.
How dare you?
Yeah, those guys were just cutting it up. I saw they were doing some blind rankings. You ever done that? It's like a Jimmy Fallon bit that they stole, I think, where like they'll basically give you like, all right, we're doing top five, top five quarterbacks or whatever.
Okay.
Based on this list.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, rank these five quarterbacks, and I'll hand you one. So you'll be like, you might be handed like Joe Montana, and you're like, I don't know who the other four are going to be, so where do I put them?
Got it.
So it's a fun, a lot of hijinks ensue.
Good.
Yeah, they're doing that.
Should we steal it from them after they stole it from Fallon?
Yes.
It's a good little bit.
Yeah.
I like it. Okay.
We'll do that next.
We'll work on it. 617-779-7937. Lottie waiting patiently on the Celtics. You can jump in on the Bruins as well. We'll get back into the Patriots. Championship weekend plus week in review comes your way.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Trending with Nick.
How was Daniel Jeremiah on McAfee yesterday, giving some insight on the Titans, what they're going to do at number one? I know you're less concerned about that, Keith. We spent a lot of time on it yesterday.
Yeah, I think it's all the same.
you still think no matter what it's going to go.
I still think
Hunter and two quarterbacks, and then you take Abdul Carter, yeah. Or Carter and two quarterbacks, and then you take Hunter.
Some combination of two quarterbacks going in front of you, whether it's the teams that are there on the clock now or whether it's somebody trading up. I don't think Sanders and Ward go way down.
Okay. Did you see Phil Perry's latest mock draft?
What'd Phil have?
He acknowledged it's a disaster scenario.
Oh, so that he's just trying to rage bait
us. He just wants clicks.
Yeah. He's just all clickbait.
Yeah. But basically it was Shadur, I think, sliding.
Okay.
Cam Ward went in the top three, but Carter and Hunter were both gone. All right, so what do you do? What do you do it for?
Best toss available. BHA.
I mean, the real answer is probably trade back. I know people hear that and they're like, Bill was here for 20 years. You complained every time he traded back and now you want to trade back.
Well, no, they need a lot of things.
Well, A, they need a lot of things. B, they're not competing for Super Bowls. And C, they now have their quarterback. Last year, I would have rioted if they traded back.
Same.
This year, they have the quarterback. I get it more. But if you had to stick and pick at four, do you have a guy in that scenario Hunter and Abdul Carter are gone?
Maybe Will Campbell, reluctantly.
So that's who Phil had them take.
Oh, he did? Okay.
The tackle, maybe guard.
He better be a tackle. Yeah, but so that's scary. That's like Isaiah Wynn all over again.
Correct.
He's a guard. I'm telling you he's a tackle. Actually, he's neither.
Look, I mean, maybe he's Quentin Johnson. Right?
He might be a stud.
Yeah, maybe he's just a stud guard, but he's still a guard.
I don't want if he's just
Zion
a guard.
Quentin Nelson.
Quentin
Nelson.
I'm sorry. That's what
Quentin
I'm
Nelson.
Quentin
the
Johnson.
Very bad receiver.
I'm sorry. Quentin Nelson is 100%.
You think Quentin Richardson from the first hour of the show. Q Rich.
One more time. Give the celebration to Twitch.
Boom, boom. Here we go.
It's Quentin Nelson and Darius Miles. Yeah.
No, if he's a guard for sure, then I'll find another Haas. Best Haas who's a tackle available.
I like
Connerly.
It's a longer acronym.
I've talked myself into Will Johnson. Not Will Campbell. Will Johnson from Michigan. I like the two-corner approach, which I keep saying.
Yeah.
But the real answer is probably trade back. And hopefully, Abdul Carter, Travis Hunter, they make their way down. In a real worst-case scenario, maybe somebody moves up the board for Shadur. If Shadur's dropping to four and you're picking there, well, maybe somebody will give you not the haul they would for number one, but maybe somebody will move up the board for Shadur.
It's pretty alarming when you look back over the last, say, decade, how many times two quarterbacks, have gone in the top three, even in years where you're like, I don't know how good they're going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Like Bryce Young was the number one overall pick. Jameis Winston, Marcus Mariota were a 1-2. Jared Goff was the number one pick. Zach Wilson was the number two pick. So I think as this whole process plays out, and whether they're on mock drafts now or next week they're not and whatever, by the time it's all said and done, who knows? Maybe even like Jalen Milroe comes flying from the clouds and takes one of those. I don't care who it is. Phil, I think it'll be two of them.
Phil had Milroe in the first round.
Okay.
Who was the mock?
CBS had him in like the top three.
Nick had a mock. Is that what it was? Was it CBS? Where
CBS Sports yesterday.
Quarterbacks went 1-2-3. Oh, was it you who said that?
No,
it was you.
I'm
sorry.
I found it. I didn't come up with it.
But Shadur, Cam Ward, and Milroe 1-2-3. Well, that'd be good for the Patriots.
That would be amazing.
That would work out. But it does put Week 18.
Like a brick house.
That's our guy.
That's
our guy, Jalen Milroe. But that puts Week 18 back under a microscope.
No, well, that's
how they screwed that up.
That was atrocious.
You didn't have to tell Mayo to lose it. You knew you were firing him. You could have fired him before the game. You could have done that easily. You knew you were firing him. You probably already had Vrabel and McDaniels hired. You could have done it.
Yeah.
So it does put that back under a microscope. Let's go to the phones. Some Celtics phone calls hanging out. Paul and Quincy waiting patiently on the AFC Championship game. Go ahead, Paul.
Yes, gentlemen. How are you? If the Bills lose this game, how does it affect Josh Allen's legacy? Do you think it hurts him? Because you look at that game a few years back. He did his job, and it was the defense of the Chiefs, of the Bills, that gave that game up. If they lose, does it affect his legacy in a negative way?
I mean,
he's still so young. I don't think it like writes the book on it, but it's like, yeah, he's good, but he's no Mahomes, and it just sort of widens the gap between Mahomes and the other three really good quarterbacks in the AFC.
It's not good, but I don't think it tarnishes the legacy. He already has the legacy of losing to Mahomes, so it doesn't really change much. It just adds one more game. If he wins, he stands to gain a crap ton.
Yeah. But if he loses, like, I don't know, he is going on the road against Mahomes, who's there all the time. And
Chiefs are favored.
They are favored. And then who's the best receiver on the Bills? Who's the best, you go through, like, who's the best defensive player on the Bills? Who's the best this on the Bills? Like, the Chiefs have a better defense. The Chiefs probably have a better couple of guys for Mahomes to throw to. The Chiefs have the better head coach. So if Josh Allen wins, to your point, like he can gain a ton because he's going to get so much credit for it, as all quarterbacks do, but even more so here. If he loses, I think it's like Yeah, it stings, but there's going to be a lot of, well, maybe next year he can do it. Yeah, maybe next year.
Just to be consistent, we both agreed he has the most at stake this weekend, but what's at stake is what he would miss out on by not winning, right? It's not that.
Yeah, oh, yeah, because you get so much. Yeah. Like it's such a big leap forward. It'd
be a missed opportunity. I don't think it's legacy tarnishing by any means. I think the legacy is already he loses to Mahomes every time. That's yeah. already the legacy.
And it's also, it's not like you're losing to Eli Manning or Joe Flacco Correct. In the conference championship. Like, you are losing to the second best quarterback of all time.
It's a good point. I mean, some say, well, two wins away from being the greatest of all time.
Not us.
Stephen A. said that.
Yes, he did.
I don't know if we should count.
He says a lot of things.
Pete Prisco hates the Patriots. I don't know if we should count him.
He also said Tress Way started a game for the Browns one year. That'd be a punter. Did not start a quarterback.
I don't recall that story.
He did. He was going on one of his great rants, and he was like naming all the guys who played quarterback, who started at quarterback. And for some reason, somehow the intern must have put that on his desk. And he's like, someone named Tress Way started a game. And everyone's like, he's a punter.
Well, he probably
maybe
did.
They ran a fake punt before yeah. he threw a pass.
Yeah, did you ever think about that?
He gets hot on it.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah. Sometimes you're on a roll, it gets away from you. Yeah. Sometimes you call, what's his name again? I already forgot. The Nelson on the Colts, you call him Quentin Nelson.
Yeah.
Byron Nelson. Sometimes
we have been hoodwinked, bamboozled, led astray, run amok, and flat out deceived.
Okay.
Like, when you're on a roll, you're on a roll.
Yeah, that's true.
I still like, what was the guy?
Okay, well, let's not go that route. Let's just take the individual. There's one champion on court. His name's Kyrie.
I don't know why he was recording from a phone booth on that one.
I mean, the man's made a lot of money over his career. That might have been earlier in his career. Yeah, there it is. There it is. That was clean. Right. Yeah,
was that Mad Dog?
No. Sounded Mad Dog-ish.
Stephen A. talking about Odell Beckham.
I still like Slava Medvedenko.
Slava Medvedenko.
That's a throwback, but I still like that from Stephen.
I also love his rant on Jason Whitlock, which I can't play here.
But no.
He just went over and over and over again.
It was good, though.
Yeah, you call him fat quite a bit, which I am not pro fat shaming, but I'm just telling you what he was doing.
Yeah. We're not pro fat shaming,
no,
but there was there was a lot of shaming Jason Whitlock's fat body.
Correct.
That is
with
true.
Words before and after fat.
Mike's in Connecticut. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. So with regards to the Celtics, like, if people forget that in 2010, when you had the Pierce Garnett Ray Allen team, the last 54 games of that season, they went 27-27. The sky was falling. Everybody thought they were going to lose to Miami in the first round. And it's like, well, you know, they beat a bad Miami team, but they're going to lose to LeBron and the Cavs. Well, they sent it, you know, that's the one that ended up breaking LeBron to the point where he had to quit. Oh, well, they're not going to get by the Magic. There's no. And they ended up making it to the finals.
Yeah, they did lose there, Mike. I brought this reference up yesterday. That's the only team I can think of that flipped the switch. He's right. They played 500 basketball for 3 or 4 months. They looked terrible. They beat the Cavs in 5. They sent LeBron going to Miami. He's right about that. They still didn't win a title, which I think is relevant to the conversation we're having. But they got all the way to Game 7. You know, speaking of fat shaming, Rasheed Wallace out there in that Game 7, not in shape, didn't help. Not to let Pierce and Garnett and everybody else off the hook. But that's the one team I could think of that we questioned it forever. We're like, they can't flip the switch. They did.
Yeah.
Maybe this team is that. Maybe. Mm. But that, if that's what you want to cling to, that team still lost. But if that's what you want to cling to, that's an example. I can't think of any more.
No, I think there's plenty of examples, including recent examples of teams that even if they didn't win the next year, they didn't have a big fall off in the regular season. They were kind of either right at that level or they actually improved on a few games and then whatever happened in the playoffs happened, right? Maybe there was an injury. Maybe they just got straight up beat up. Like, that's fine. But we're talking about right now. Like, we don't know what has happened yet with the team, but they are just way off of last year's pace and trying to figure out why. And, like, it's harder and harder to write off the excuses of, oh, it's a long season. It was a long season last year. It was a long season 10 years ago. It's been 82 games for a really long time.
Yeah.
Unless there's like a lockout or COVID, it's pretty much 82 games.
John is on the Vineyard. Go ahead, John.
Hey, how you doing? I think the Celtics can just tend to their injuries and play their cards right, get to the playoffs and make a championship run with this roster. We've proven it and we can do it.
Best gag is you're going to get around
I
here.
Knew. I saw you lean towards your little screen there. I knew what you were doing because it does. That you sounded exactly
I
like
do
that guy.
Think they can still make the NBA Finals, sir. I do agree with that. But right now, how are they playing right now? Not well.
I just tell you, I bet there were a lot of people in Denver saying the same thing about the Nuggets last year. I bet there were a lot of people a couple of years ago saying the same thing about the Bucks after they won. Like, you know, you get tricked into, ooh, they won a title. There's a lot of teams that have won a title the last 5 years. They didn't repeat. I don't know if you noticed.
Mm-hmm.
He did sound like that guy from the Wienerama, though.
He did sound a lot like my guy, and that's fine. You know, it's pretty good.
Not the Cheeseburger Club guy. The other
not Cheeseburger Club
I thought
club
that was
guy.
Your guy.
No, no, no. Well,
Cheeseburger all the way. Club.
No. Across the streams.
Yeah, they did. 617.
Hot wieners anywhere.
779-7937. More thoughts on the Celtics. We'll get back to AFC Championship Weekend. Keith has his keys to Championship Weekend coming up at 1 o'clock. On the way next, it's the Week in Review.
It's certainly been a week.
Yeah, why don't you feel him out here, Keith?
Here's some of the best.
Get the chainsaw!
There's a whale at the compound! Get the chainsaw! Everybody pile in the minivan, we're going!
And worst...
You guys are as bad as the announcers.
It's Jones and Keefe's Week in Review.
The guy sucks! Get him out of here!
On WEEI.
All right. What a week it's been here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Here are some of the best moments this week. Not all from our show. A lot of it, we usually lean heavy into the show, but we open it up to other things as well. Of course, we had the big announcement for the new afternoon show last week. That was part of our week in review. But let's start with this. Something that I don't think has gained as much traction as I was hoping, but it was a Keefspiracy of mine from Monday.
Oh, yeah.
As it relates to Patrick Holmes.
It hasn't caught on.
At all.
No.
See if you sign up with this.
Okay.
I might be a lone wolf on this Keefspiracy.
Okay. Yeah.
I think one of the reasons Mahomes also gets more of these calls when he's like a runner is because he kind of runs awkwardly. So, for example,
it's the dad bod.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a little goofy.
It's kind of waddling around out there.
So, like Josh Allen, when he gets it and goes, you're like, that's a runner. He's lethal.
That's a thoroughbred.
You can hit him as hard as you want. You might bounce off him.
Uh-huh.
Lamar Jackson, half the size, but he's super fast. Looks like a wide receiver running with the ball. Mahomes is kind of like awkwardly running. So, when he gets hit, it's more jarring. So the guy's like, whoa, he got killed
because
he's kind of goofy out there.
It's your dad legging out a double in softball.
He's trying
his hardest to get on his horse and get out to second base. That's kind of what it is.
I think it does. I think it's got a little something to do with,
I'll keep an eye on that.
With what it looks like.
That's a good Keefspiracy.
Because some of these other running quarterbacks, like when Jalen Hurts goes, you're like, that's legit a runner. Whereas with Mahomes, it's almost a little more fragile.
I know why it hasn't picked up.
Why's that?
Haven't played again yet. We haven't got a chance to really sit
down
and watch
it. All right, so this Sunday, when you're watching all the quarterbacks this weekend, and Mahomes will undoubtedly get more calls. He will get a roughing the passer.
Yeah.
He will get an unsportsmanlike or called against him. Just keep an eye on that. Be like, wonder why. It doesn't look as
follow it closely.
Aesthetically pleasing to the eye.
Get on board with the Keefspiracy, yeah.
All right, so a lot was made, and we're not going to relitigate this, but a couple weeks ago I helped myself to a beverage in the fridge, which I thought was an extra. Turns out it was not an extra, and it was like, you know, World War III around here. But we have something that we can all admit is a much worse kitchen etiquette at the workplace
that took place
earlier this week.
Bad news. Let me introduce more information as well when it comes to WEEI in need of a pizza party.
Yeah.
Terp came in and said, someone is microwaving fish out there.
This is day one stuff. I feel like this is like episode one of The Office gripes. Like everyone's mad about the, Keith took the drink and all this other stuff. That's nothing compared to what's going on right now.
You're
in the
saying
hallway.
This is worse than stealing
this is the worst thing you could possibly
do. A Celsii.
Yes. Well, Celsius has come and go. They're $2 a throw.
Well, let me.
This is insane. This is going to stink up the whole bottom floor for the rest of the day, maybe tomorrow. We don't have an open window situation.
Yeah.
There's zero airflow.
Yeah.
And so some maniac went down there and was like, let me fire up the fish.
Okay,
let me cook my haddock in the microwave.
What if that's Ted Johnson's fish?
Well, it's good smelling fish, Ted. Keep up the good work. Gotta get that protein in. I get it, big dog.
That smells great.
Love that stuff.
What are you loading up on protein there?
That's actually such an aggressive move, you'd have to respect it.
Yeah.
If Ted's first day on the job, he heats up, before show starts, he's heating up fish, just walking around eating fish.
90 minutes before the show, he's microwaving, he's in here, he's getting ready, he's meeting everybody, saying hi to everybody, just
it
woofing
fish.
It
smells so bad out there. It took a day and a half to get rid of that smell.
Billy, I didn't pick up. Sometimes you hear back and you hear Billy's little one-liners in there. He goes, got any extra?
Hey, big dog. Got any extra there?
Hey, way to go. Way to go. All right. Friend of the show, Courtney Cox, had this to say earlier in the week. And one of the reasons why that show, I think, is so successful is they are willing to share things about their personal lives.
For sure.
It's not just X's and O's from the big game the night before.
No.
It's a lot of what they're doing in their lives or maybe what they did many years ago in their lives, including what it was like for your very first time.
I've never watched Forgetting Sarah Marshall fully. I lost my virginity with Forgetting Sarah Marshall playing.
Wow.
Oh, really? Yeah. Really? So now I just like don't, if right. it's on, like I don't want to watch it.
So it's like
it must have been during the vampire song. That was clearly the perfect opportunity.
Is that what, so it was like a Netflix and chill thing?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That was a funny movie,
too. Where was this?
My best friend's house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Parents were working
elsewhere
during the day, or
yeah. was the parent? Best friend in the room. With someone else.
Oh my. Okay.
Oh
what?
My.
Yeah.
Well, and it makes more sense that your parents are swingers.
No, 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 no. Yeah, exactly. No, no, no.
And I'm the one you always are talking about.
No,
what
no,
are you
no.
talking
no,
about?
No, 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 no.
Switch.
Not like it was a huge room. So but we young? Were, it was a, it's a huge room. She was like way on the other side.
Right.
Yeah. Sure.
With Courtney's sense of size, I don't know how big that room right. is.
Oh my God.
Oh. Shime
definitely has a like I said before.
I don't think you can say that.
You can't?
No.
Oh my Lord.
I thought you could.
You had to dump out of her saying
yes, of course I did.
Brett, tag me in, Brett.
That's like the best minute from the week, I think, on the whole show. If you edited, if somebody, a friend of yours, has never listened to that show, play that minute. Play just that minute of the show. You get a little something from everybody there.
Great minute. I heard that. Was that Monday morning? I heard that driving
Tuesday.
In. Thank you. I heard that driving in one of the days.
Yeah.
The segment started out
about Brett Zeppelin.
Thank you.
Brett went on there.
And it was about how whipped Greg is and who's the most whipped at the station, blah, blah, blah. And it turned into that.
Tall? Can you say that?
No.
Okay. I won't.
They had to dump Courtney for that.
Courtney.
You, as Nick said, at least you asked.
She tried to insult Shime's package, but she did it in a way in which they had to dump it.
I didn't hear it listening on the radio because
it was neither
dumped.
Did I.
I just heard it for the first time there, but yeah.
Well, so Shime's tuna can.
That's right. That's right.
Tuna can tree.
Shime got a few burns in though on Courtney. He was rattling them off.
Shime was doing work. That was a great segment. And you're right. That's a lot of sharing in your personal life. Yeah,
which I think is great.
It's great.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall, good movie too.
Love that movie.
Yeah,
yeah.
I have a different experience with it than Courtney does. Hook it up while her friends also hook it up over there.
Yeah,
sharing a couch for all we know.
It's a big room though.
I think the line that got me the most was "Your turn, Brett." My guess is Wiggy was thinking, he's like, what's the whitest name I could think of?
Brett.
Hey, Brett.
All right. We also were talking, Jones had a question.
Brett, tag me in, Brett.
Brett, tag me in, Brett. I had a good laugh about that. You had a question this week because it has been so cold.
Yeah.
Something out there that maybe is it being affected by the cold?
Oh, yeah. Can I ask you a stupid question?
Why stop now?
Does the gas pump slower when it's cold out like today? I was at the pump does it really?
It absolutely is.
Right?
No.
Does it not?
I think so.
Because today it was, when I talk about,
just needs a refill.
When I talk about not having patience, it was absurdly slow filling up.
On
today.
The other side of you, like directly.
There was a guy across from me, yes.
Yeah. That's
so you think he was.
I think when you're both draining from the same side, it slows down. Because I bet as soon as that guy was done.
The guy started before me?
Yeah.
The guy started before me.
He's done.
Yeah, keep that music going, Nick. Yeah. The guy started before me, I finished first. And I'll tell you.
Hell yeah.
I'll tell you. I didn't have the patience for it. I'm nowhere near a full tank.
How much
like,
did that have to do with the fact that it was 10 degrees?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Why I quit the weather?
I mean, like your patience cold.
No,
made it feel like it was taking forever.
Had nothing to do with that. It was just that it was such a ridiculously long pump. That's what it was.
That's what it was.
It kept going. There was more of that.
We'll cut it there. That's the weekend review. We also did have a good madness that we can now add to our Rolodex.
He takes the spleens and spreads their fat to get an average 6-month temperature and precipitation forecast.
Yeah, the guy that uses pig spleens to pick the weather for the next 6 months.
Where was that report from again?
Canada.
Yeah, I feel like I...
I don't know.
It wasn't
when
Toronto.
When you eat it after a short spell, it acts like Viagra.
It wasn't
Regina.
Toronto. I'm sorry, where?
Regina.
Dueling drops again.
I knew it wasn't.
Dueling banjos in here.
Montreal or Vancouver.
No. Regina.
Thank you. Regina.
Thank you very much.
617-779.
What a story.
793-7. We'll get to your feedback. That's the week in review.
Yep.
That's what goes on around here
uh-huh.
at WEEI. We'll get to...
That deputy is accused of watching pornography on his phone when he slammed into the back of that car.
Yeah, all right, let's go.
You hear that? That means we got keys to championship weekend coming up next.